Welcome to the Shide Show.
Oh my god.
I am Brian Gerard alongside Gregory Hoyt and of course, the Robert the Shide.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Greg.
Good to see you this week.
It's good to see
you.
Hello, Robert.
I say that as if I wasn't here last week.
Sorry you missed last week.
Robert, welcome back.
You every time. Guys, I was here last week. The week before
Brian,
that, I've been here every time.
Hey, good salad tonight, man. That was nice.
Too much onion, but...
Yeah.
Brian, you made a Chinese chicken salad with an entire onion in there.
Didn't you?
It was really disgusting.
And I probably wouldn't do that again.
No, don't
But
do
I'm
that
learning.
Again.
I'm learning. Hey, I'm trying new things. I'm trying to be more conscious of what I eat and,
yeah, I would
and
say,
make.
I would say that the salad would have been phenomenal. I'm sure it would have tasted great, but all I could taste was onion.
And the onion was so strong.
You know what?
But the onion is a strong vegetable. It is. It
How
carries
do you say
a
that?
Lot. Huh?
Vegetable? How many
the
syllables?
The onion is a strong vegetable.
It's disgusting. What you're saying is disgusting.
I think he's trying to say vegetable.
I think so too, but it sounds really fucking gross.
It's the same thing.
You know what? I was really excited.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Thrice.
Interesting.
You know what was really exciting?
Please tell me.
Was when I came here and I saw that there was this Chinese chicken salad.
I was excited too.
You know what was not exciting?
Finding the half an onion in your mouth?
Upon having my first bite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Realizing that Brian had put a bushel of onions in this bowl.
Yeah.
The onion is an aggressive vegetable. They came in a package of thrice.
And so how many packages did you buy and put in?
He bought a bushel of packages.
And then only put a bushel of onion. So at least he pared that down.
I think that every single man over the age of 28, which maybe a few people in this room qualify as, should take a basic cooking course to know how to feed themselves properly.
I agree.
I think that every man over the age of 15 should learn how to operate a microwave and then get to work in the real world.
Of cloning animals using the microwave?
Middle management, man. Human resources, journalism.
Yeah.
You don't have time for cooking when you're doing that real shit.
No, that's true.
You have time for a microwave.
Have you seen those microwaves that they're these little mini microwaves that are USB powered?
No.
And there are even ones that are DC powered so you can have it in your car.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Because you know what microwaving food does to your body?
It makes you stronger and taller.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I thought it just was an open invitation to cancer.
I'm not so sure
about that. I think
that's
a pretty
handwritten, post-dated invitation with a bow on it to Cancerville.
Cancerville.
I was watching the old roast of Bob Saget from a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that all you have to do to be a roast comedian is to say, dick, cunt, vagina, looks like, and fuck.
Yeah.
All
as
the
many
time.
Times
it's
as you
the
can.
It's the formula. Yeah.
And you're good. You make 20 grand an appearance.
But to say you're good is one thing. But I mean, I think that those shows are pretty awful.
It's hard for me to watch. Yeah, it's a bummer. It doesn't sound like a good time. I think back in the day when Dean Martin and those guys were doing it, it was kind of cool.
Well, because it was new.
Just like
it was.
And they weren't like, hey, remember when you got AIDS because your dick was a cunt?
Remember when...
And it looked like a, 4th of July celebration.
Right.
Exploding all over the place.
And everyone's like, oh shit. Bob Saget got it. And
did you hear him? He
that's
said
real.
Cunt.
Greg,
you're such a pretty boy pedophile. I wouldn't fuck you with Robert Shide's cunt.
Oh,
he made fun of two people at once.
Oh, my God. Next on Comedy Central, roast of Bob Saget, Brian Gerard goes off on a tirade.
pedophilia up Saget's bleeding ass with 5-year-olds and Olsen twins.
Oh, shit!
And tune in next week for Jeff Daniels Comedy Central Roast, hosted by Robert Scheid.
Jeff Daniels, you look like your mother threw up inside of Miley Cyrus's mouth.
Oh, shit! Jeff Daniels got it handed to him.
And then I would have been a viewer on the other watching that promo, and yeah. Would have been like, that's not funny. He didn't say cunt. I'm not watching. No, I'm not watching it.
That's why I wouldn't host the show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get selected. I don't say that enough.
I'm going to go ahead and make a pretty solid prediction.
Yeah.
That none of us will ever be on any roast show ever.
Well,
why?
Why would you?
Why would you ever want to be that? Be a part of that? That's not some going on your reel.
No.
Hey, watch me be a fucking asshole, everyone.
Exactly.
And hurt someone's feelings.
Make fun of all my friends. Well, you see those other guys, like the other comedians who are up there on stage. It's just when they have to sit through themselves getting roasted. If it's not funny, they're just like, oh, it looks painful. Yeah. It's painful to watch.
Well, and most of it is comedians who aren't doing anything.
Right.
Well, yeah. And
that's really
the
bottom line. It's a tough... I mean, I think the concept of it is great, but it's a tough sell. It's a tough execution.
You know what else is a tough sell?
Mm.
Putting a bushel of onions in a fucking salad.
Yeah.
A Chinese salad with an apple in it. And it also had a fucking
apple. Because I'm just saying that onion is killing my mouth.
Why the apple and the onion?
I'm going to give our listeners a little recipe.
Oh, God.
All right, you're going to take some chicken. You're going to marinate it in half... Italian dressing and half barbecue sauce for a couple hours.
Okay.
Gonna get all nice and marinated. And then you're gonna throw that on the grill. Meanwhile, you're gonna be chopping up carrots. You're gonna have a spring mix salad mix, and you do carrots, apples.
I just want to make a
celery.
Sound. I want to make a sound effect pepper. Right now.
Go ahead.
That's everyone slamming the door and walking out of their apartment or house as they're listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me do another sound
effect. Let's hear another sound effect, Greg.
Don't break any glasses.
That's someone getting up and going to the toilet bowl and pulling the back off and putting their head in it. And now this is someone smashing, the husband smashing the toilet bowl cover on her head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Can I do a sound effect?
Yeah.
That is somebody cocking the trigger of a gun that they are putting up to their head after having to listen to this god-awful recipe that's being told to them over our podcast. Yeah. Do you want to finish off that sound effect? Go ahead.
Could I do the end of that sound effect?
Please. Thank God!
That's someone shooting their fucking face off and going to heaven and leaving the planet altogether.
It's putting themselves out of their misery.
Because of listening to this shit that you brought to the game today.
But I appreciate it. I think we all do.
Yeah. We all appreciate it.
Right.
Hold on a second. You hear this sound? You hear this sound?
Please.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to hear.
That's me not giving a shit.
Whoa, next week on Comedy Central's roast of Barack Obama, Brian Gerard, ladies and gentlemen.
do you hear the one about Barry and the 9-year-old's twins? Fucked them.
Oh, that's a doozy!
Can't wait to tune in next week.
Good times, man.
Wow.
Good times.
Wow.
Did you guys know that back in the 1800s, when Abraham Lincoln was president, he had a roofing company, and he would go around and he would roof log cabins, but he was also only 4 feet 7 inches tall for the first 27 years of his life.
Mm, I've heard about this.
I'm not sure if I've heard this story.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead, Greg.
This is real. In the darkest hour of the Civil War, when all seemed to be lost, they were burning Washington,
1859.
Okay.
They decided that the country couldn't tolerate this 4'7" president anymore.
Yeah.
They couldn't take it. The pictures, all of everything that was just being put out there, was just a low point in America's history. And so Dr. Ron Livingston gave President Abraham Lincoln a huge adrenaline shot in the ass. He grew to be 15 feet tall in 7 hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's how his first son died.
Hang on one second. Let's...
But then,
can we back this up just a bit?
How did he hold
and
on?
And his first wife a hung herself in the Oval Office.
And then what? He had to get. And Dr. Ron Livingston then gave him an antidote, which then brought him down to a much more respectable 6'7".
Which is real, and that's why a basketball hoop is 10 feet tall.
Because of him. No, I'm still trying to wrap my head around Dr. Ron Livingston,
American hero. Who, you know, if you were laughing at that name to create, in 1860 to 1900, you would be hung.
Hung. Okay.
Flat out. Like, you're lucky I'm not stringing you up and hanging you right now.
I probably am lucky that that's not happening. But
keep taking Ron Livingston's name in vain.
So see what he happens. Was able to, what, synthesize adrenaline? What did he, where did he get the adrenaline?
Synthesizer adrenaline. The synthesizer wasn't even invented yet.
You're so way where did he get it?
You're way out of line, Rob.
Yeah, man, your timeline is fucked right now. Let's there just, was no I mean, synthesizer
let's stick with
involved.
The story here. Yeah, we're talking not about a 1859.
I know, so where did he get the adrenaline?
From his ass. You have adrenaline glands in your ass. Any doctor can go into that adrenaline ass gland and pull it out and inject it into somebody else.
Okay, so let's say that he did find the adrenal gland,
adrenaline
which is
gland.
Not
it's different
in your
than
ass.
What you're thinking.
Okay.
I don't know what Robert's talking about.
And they were to pull some out and inject that into
Abraham Lincoln's ass.
His ass. And you're saying in the 1850s.
1859. Right?
Before he was president.
No, he was president. The war was raging.
1860.
The war was raging.
Okay.
And Abraham Lincoln was president.
Not in 59.
Yeah, he was.
Was it a clandestine presidency? Nobody really knew.
Yeah, because he was so short they were keeping it on the down low. But he was running shit.
Oh, I see.
But they were starting to get pictures because of all the war stuff and all the dead bodies around the Capitol.
White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were stacking them up.
That was
like
the real
cabin.
Beginning of propaganda around that time. Wow.
Where they were like, we got to pitch this. We gotta spin this. That's where the word spin came from back then.
Yeah. From Abraham Lincoln.
His time period. Like all the Karl Roves and everybody that were running the press room were like, we gotta spin this shit. This guy's so short. And then they were freaked out because when Ron Livingston gave him the adrenaline shot, he grew to be 15 feet tall in 7 hours.
15 feet.
He was looking in the second story windows of the White House. That's what made Martha Lincoln hang their first son, Harry. So, and then she went to the Oval Office and hung herself 10 minutes after.
Why?
And Abe Lincoln just couldn't get in the door. He was yelling, Martha, it's me, it's Abe.
But he was too tall.
He was too tall to get in the door. He was new to this new body, you know? It's too
why,
much.
If this is truth?
If?
What do you mean, if?
Why, if this is truth, does nobody else know about this?
Everyone knows about this. I'm preaching. I thought I was preaching to the choir.
No,
right?
This is all new.
No, it is an alternative version of American history.
What is this, only, like evolution?
Only really tuned-in students really got that knowledge. Most common students of history, especially middle school to high school American history, they glossed over that because they just didn't have the capacity to deal with this information. Yeah.
I guarantee you, your teacher told you this story, and you probably just weren't able to hear it.
It might have been that 7th, 8th, and 9th grade for me was in Germany. So
see, that's it.
Probably,
exactly.
That's when you guys learned it.
You were in our arch nemesis country.
Well,
Germans.
Not then.
Now. Still.
What? We're actually really close allies when it comes to
Germany. How could we ever be allies with Germany?
The economy, it's a global economy. We work really closely together with them. And
never forget.
BMWs are a great car.
Yeah, they really are. But what does that have to do with?
There's a road called the Montalban, Ricardo Montalban Highway in Germany. Where you can...
I think you're mistaken. It's the Autobahn.
You can drive your car as
fast as you can. I've heard about the Ricardo Montalban. A friend of mine who drove a Porsche 928.
Whoa.
My dad had one of those.
Well, did he drive on the Ricardo Montalban?
He drove on the Autobahn. The Autobahn.
What's that? Is that the PCH?
No, that's in Germany. That's what you're thinking
about. On the Ricardo Montalban highway in Germany?
Mm. Yeah.
I heard that there's one corner where you have to go as fast as you can. And if you don't fly off the cliff, you're arrested.
Yeah.
That's Germany for you. I don't trust that kind of behavior. Well, I will never forget what happened in 1938.
That's good. I'm glad you won't forget that. But maybe
no one
maybe
should.
Tomorrow you'll remember that it's called the Autobahn.
Montobahn.
And there is actually a section in Berlin that they would close off of the Autobahn, and people who owned really expensive cars
would be death marched through the city and put into camps.
When I refer to it to my car enthusiast friends, we just call it the Ricardo. So I think that'll do it.
Is that it?
I think that's it. I was going to go ahead and check us out.
Check us out.
Yeah, please do.
Check out.
Boop.
On behalf of 560.
Boop.
Wait a second.
Condoms.
I think you double scan that 560. One.
560.
That.
Boop.
No, that paper, one. I definitely was a double
10,
scan.
10, 20 total.
Paper, boop, plastic. Boop, boop.
Can you
plastic,
stop scanning? I only have one item.
You want paper or plastic, sir? Sir, do you want paper or plastic? Just answer the question.
Do you
want
to play with a bag? Card or cash?
No bag.
Did you bring your own bag? Did you bring your own bag?
It's just a box of condoms. I'm going to walk it out. Could you stop scanning it?
Paper or plastic?
That's like the 10th time you scanned it. I don't need a bag. No, what? Just look. I'm just buying. Could you stop scanning the?
You got an issue over here. Security.
Need some more plastic bags on 7.
I don't need a bag. Can I do self-checkout?
We need a price check on mini Trojan condos.
I know plastic. I believe me.
Are you playing with cash or credit?
You know what, guys, forget
security,
it.
Security aisle 7.
I'm just gonna pull out.
He's gonna pull out. Never mind. Unsafe sex. Get it.
We're the Shy Joe.
Have a good one.